Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Everybody live from Chicago, welcome. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Right Fit, Sport, Fitness, Wellness. Quick shout out. We're excited about being new members of Bruce Merrin's Celebrity Speakers Bureau. You can go to Bruce Merrin, celebritiespeakers.com, find out all about it. He's a legend. He's represented president of great sports stars, celebrities. So we'll be telling you more about it in the near future. You got a great doubleheader today. Dr. Bruce Williams, he's a podiatric physician, author, researcher, the biomechanics data analysis expert. He returns along with Matthew Morales. The author of Never Be Poor Again, it's a spiritual guide and approach to money. Then the sports doctor is in with your emails. Dr. Bruce Williams, welcome back to the sports doctor.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Weil. I appreciate it.
Give us some background on you all your different articles and positions. Give us some background.
I've been a podiatrist for the last 30 years. My specialty is biomechanics, foot biomechanics, sports medicine. We do a lot of orthotics, gait analysis. About the last 2.5-3 years, I've been working with HP to help develop a 3D printed foot orthotic for the podiatry industry. And you can find out more about that at MyArize. That's MyArize.com. I've been working with them, and that's been really, really a great experience to work with a Fortune 50 company like that. Not a lot of medical professionals get an opportunity to do something like that.
As we've seen over the years, Bruce, and I'm a sports doctor for decades, we've always talked about collaboration, team approach, when it came to all sorts of technologies, whether it's injury prevention, enhancing performance. It's a 3D orthotics. I still like plastic cast, Bruce. no one's going to change me. But also my namesake, the famous Dr. Lowell Weil, famous sports podiatrist, surgical podiatrist, the Bears, White Sox. We used to always argue who was more famous. He won. And you were the head of the gait lab for them for a while also, weren't you?
Yes, I was. Yep. Left there about 3 years ago, and that's when I got my opportunity to work with HP. But they were a great group to work with, and Dr. Weil was fantastic, and so was his son, Lowell Jr.
Yeah, Lowell Jr., they've both been guests of mine in the past. You know, the term biomechanics, we talk so much about the role of the foot in sports. Here on the Sports Doctor, we talk so much, everything again, from what's the right shoes to strengthening the foot and ankle, making such a big deal out of that. Remember years ago, that was ignored for the most part. And the whole role of orthotics, and we've seen great success. You know, it's interesting, my 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist who grew up in Naperville, Illinois, Evan Lysacek, can't believe it's 11 years. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in the skates. I'm still putting orthotics in the skates of top kids. So talk a little bit about your experience in really, really stressing the role of the foot and all aspects of it in your world.
It's key for those that have biomechanical issues where, the foot's made up of 28 different bones, and it makes a big difference in how the joints move, whether they're very stable or very flexible, or whether there's a kind of a mixed bag in certain areas. And orthotics can really help people who have foot pain with that. And it's great to, you know, 3D printing is something that's moving into all of manufacturing throughout the world, not just in foot orthotics. And, you know, being able to build products with a lot less plastic waste is a great thing. And also a lot of new opportunities for actually building those products to hopefully get better outcomes for our patients who need foot orthotics.
Now, you know, it's interesting because, again, in the world of figure skating, I've never had a coach call me and tell me you slowed the kid down. I'm very, very excited about enhancing performance with proper biomechanical alignment. It's interesting how that whole terminology in so many different ways. In other words, if you have bad mechanics, maybe you need orthotics and compared to whether you would benefit from them. But the 3D world's been very involved in the shoe industry also, hasn't it?
Yes, yes. Adidas came out with a 3D printed a couple of years ago. It's not exactly personalized for each individual, but they're using a certain process to do that. But I think we're going to start seeing that more and more often. But, you know, the ability to create orthotics that are lighter, thinner, less weight, you know, lower profile, being able to fit into the shoes better. That's one of the goals. And, you know, just being able to customize certain areas of the device so it's not all one stiffness the way a lot of orthotics tend to be, where you're limited on the certain plastics that you can use or the thickness of plastics that you can use.
I like very, very flexible plastic if somebody's doing a triple jump. And I also like very flexible plastic for their grandmother. We want something that, again, is going to give us some good stability, but that's got some good shock absorbent. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to newspaper show, radio shows, you can go back years. Who were the guests? What were the topics? An endless array of so many interesting areas of very, very importance, whether you're the parent of a young athlete, an athlete yourself, or you're just trying to stay healthy and stay in shape. If you go to newspaper articles and magazines, you read an endless array of information articles we've written for our friends at Lower Extremity Review and the very exciting new MVP Parent Magazine. We're talking with sports podiatrist Dr. Bruce Williams and his excitement with the 3D world. So for those who really don't have a real clue, what is special about being able to fabricate either a shoe or an orthotic? What's Arise doing with the technology, Bruce?
Right. So, you know, it's being able to, right now we've really streamlined the system, so it's a lot easier for podiatrists to prescribe. They can do this all on their computer. You know, they don't have to fill out a form or anything like that. And then the patient...
Does anybody send you plastic casts, Bruce?
Sure.
Are they still sending plastic casts to you guys?
We can actually scan the plaster casts or foam boxes. So if that's something that you would prefer to do, we can do that as well. But, you know, you can also use a scanner or even the iPad scanners. It just depends on what people prefer. What podiatrists prefer and how they prefer to cast,
you know,
obviously.
It's interesting. The whole area, like our friend, longtime publisher of the Lower Extremity Review, Rich Dubin. He's also the publisher of the new exciting MVP Parent Magazine. And the whole lower extremity attention, physical therapists, podiatrists, chiropractors, all areas, athletic trainers. And you've been involved with them for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I have a pretty good following of trainers and sports medicine professionals on Twitter and LinkedIn.
Yeah, because we see that the information, you know, there's sometimes so much new stuff in the world of shoes and in the world of sports shoes. And I just wrote a tweet about the fact that 40% of us still aren't even fit properly, Dr. Bruce, you know, let alone getting more sophisticated. But we've come a long, long way, baby, in all different sports shoes and the technologies. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, it just depends. Obviously, sports are specific. whether they're court shoes or or field shoes in most instances, and you got to be able to have the right tackiness or right outer sole that's going to engage with whether you're on the field or whether you're on the court. Some of those tennis shoes, they need to slide on clay and things like that. So, lots of functionalities, and then some shoes need to be a little more flexible. Some need to be a little bit more rigid. Depends on what the sport is, but all of the different aspects of the shoe can make a huge difference in the overall function and injury risk and performance opportunities for athletes.
Yeah, we make a big deal here on the Sports Doctor. It's one of the chapters in my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's two essential exercise concepts. And number one is strengthen the feet and ankles. I'm a big rubber band fan all these years with Bob Guida. And I don't care how old your kid is or what their sport is or what their age is or what your sport is, strengthening the feet and ankles is very, very key to, number one, stay out of trouble, and number two, do some enhancing performance. And then, of course, getting into foot gear and shoes is a whole different world. Again, as things change sometimes so often, it's difficult for people to keep up, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. There's just so much information out there, and a lot of it's pure marketing with not a lot of, peer-reviewed information behind it. And we're in a different world right now.
There's no doubt about it. I'm very excited to see the continued awareness of proper custom orthotics and their role in preventing problems and enhancing performance. Whether we're trying to prevent falls in super seniors, or we want your 13-year-old tennis player to have better alignment, better efficiency, I find that proper orthotics make a big deal out of that. The 3D technology, I guess, is going to enhance exposure quite a bit, right?
It's going to, it will revolutionize the way so many things are made, including for orthotics. It's just lots of opportunity to, like I said, make things lighter, but still retain that rigidity or stiffness that's necessary. But still in those patients that need flexibility in certain areas to build that in as well. It's just a great opportunity to restructure, re-engineer how foot orthotics are made, a lot less waste, so trying to be a little more ecologically friendly wherever we can.
Oh, I didn't tell you what number two was in the essential exercises, Dr. Bruce. Work balance. Work proprioception.
Okay.
Work balance, in all different sports. Again, you, with the gait analysis, you guys really were very pioneering in the whole idea of paying attention to watching how somebody's walking, how they're balancing, how they're functioning, and the effect. I'm sure you, like me, you were singing the song, hey, the foot bone's connected to the leg bone's connected to the knee bone, right?
Absolutely. And it makes a huge difference whether you've got back pain, hip, knee, or ankle pain. It's just how you compensate for weaknesses, one side versus the other, or even pain can make a big difference in how you walk, and making some small changes in how your foot is supported or guide those forces can make a huge difference in how you can eliminate that pain, not completely, as much as possible.
Yes, and the association, again, of the parts of the body
sport,
and the fact for years that we just haven't paid enough attention to that relationship regarding, again, the role of the foot and the rest of the body, trying to stay out of trouble, trying to prevent problems. What is the website, again, of your new orthotics?
It's myarize, myarize.com.
Okay, I think we might have another minute or two, so we're playing around with some of the time here. And are we there, Doug? Oh, okay, good. Okay, because I thought that the had the timer right. So again, the idea of affecting the rest of the body, and one of the key points I wanted to make, you've seen it also. Often, if the feet don't hurt, then the attention to the rest of the body is ignored. For 40 years, half the young girls I see in knee trouble, foot-related, biomechanics-related knee problems. So sometimes if the foot doesn't hurt, we don't pay enough attention. But that's changing a lot, and Dr. Bruce Williams is one of the big, big parts of these kinds of changes with all his research, all of the different articles he writes. He's got some great stuff on Twitter and whatever. Where can people follow you and your work, Bruce?
You can follow me at Doc Orange, DocOrange, the number one, Doc Orange One on Twitter. And then on LinkedIn, LinkedIn.com, you can just look up Bruce Williams. And one of those Bruce Williams will be me.
Yeah. And this is the guy who's had such tremendous interest, or rather effect, on all areas of sports performance and biomechanics. This is my friend and colleague here, Dr. Bruce Williams. Bruce, hold on a second. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome Matthew Morales, He is the author of Never Be Poor Again, A Spiritual Guide and Approach to Money. That's got to be interesting. So, hey, Matthew, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here today.
I'm glad you could join me. Those who listen to my show, Matthew, over the decades, we've always included the important topic of finances, whether we were talking about subjects important to families with traveling teams, or whether we were talking with families and whatever, with college students and scholarships, and all of these things. It's a big, big topic for all of us. But the idea of paying attention maybe to the laws of the universe and looking at something with the mind-body connection, that intrigued me. So give me some background on you and your topic.
Yeah. So once again, my name's Matthew, and I grew up poor, and no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't shake the poor out of me, you know? So I grew up my whole life like trying to read books about finances and going to seminars about finances and joined the military and traveled the world, and I was still broke. And I couldn't figure out why I had studied all these books and studied all these strategies and these philosophies and learned sales and all this stuff, and I was still in the same exact position over and over again, until it finally hit me that it was never my poverty keeping me poor. It was my arrogance. Because, yeah, I read all the books and I went to all the seminars, but I skipped past the intros and the conclusions. If they gave me an exercise, I said, oh, I understand what the exercise is teaching, and I skipped past the exercise. And so it really hit me that it was just me skipping the basics, the necessities, the basic recipe that is needed. And, yeah, that's me. That's my story. It took a long, long time to really understand that it was all inside of me. And it was a spiritual practice because I had to see what I was doing inside to get to the point where I was that I couldn't pay my bills.
That's interesting. Again, I'm a sports doctor. I characterize it as the mental game. And again, whether we're talking mm-hmm. about the best athlete in the world, the coach, parents, young athletes, people trying to stay on their diet, people who are trying to stay fit as best they can, the whole, let alone the struggle we've had over this past almost 2 years with the pandemic, it's all mental health. And I would think that combining those, the idea topics, makes a lot of sense. What are some of the bullet points in Never Be Poor Again that you feel are a different direction?
You know, I'll touch on what I was just saying, right? It became a spiritual practice because, like we said, it's a mental thing. I had to realize the way we do anything is the way we do everything. And a lot of us hear that all the time. But we don't realize how deep that is. If I let my gas tank get to empty, I probably let my laundry go and run out of underwear before I do my laundry again. Or I probably have $0 in my bank account before I refill it. And so we have to look at these similarities. If I'm having a hard time staying committed to an exercise, to a workout I'm doing, that's going to relate to the way I'm treating my money. All these things are related. And so what I learned was that there's this minimum recipe, because no matter how genius I am, I can't trade flour for sugar and expect a cake to appear. Okay? There's a minimum formula I need to follow. But once I follow that formula, then it can be a cupcake or a wedding cake, or it can be any kind of cake. But first, the formula.
Okay, and if we wanted to characterize the formula regarding what are some of the real bullet points involved in that, again, with this big stress on the mental side of things and how related a lot of these behaviors are, how do you summarize different parts of your formula or recipe?
Okay, well, you know, the recipe is something we've heard a million times over, but it's just about understanding them and applying them, right? We all know to spend less money than we make, but we spend more money than we make. And with credit cards these days, we can spend it way past zero. We all know that we're supposed to not count our chickens before they hatch. We have eggs. Count your eggs. They won't all become chickens. We all know to invest money
but how many of us are actually investing money or taking the time to educate ourselves about? And so realizing that finances is something we can educate ourselves on, and it's something that we can do. And doing that is what makes it this internal practice, and money is just a symptom of that.
Well, it's interesting. Again, I mean, you can't watch television for 5 minutes without seeing financial advisors. You know, the only more commercials mm-hmm. than that are either diets or medicine commercials in the United States. Constant barrage. So it definitely is an area of people, but the connection, again, of being a mind-body type of thing, to look at it from that type of perspective, I would think is a lot different than most financial analysis would be. Would you say so?
Yeah, absolutely. And I try to, in my book, show that through story. You know, a lot of books about finances are about how you can become rich. But if I'm poor, can I just first not be poor anymore? What does that take? Why am I in this position? And what can I do mentally, spiritually, physically, that will get me to that way? And realizing once again that the finances will be a symptom of the things that I do, of the changes that I make, of the philosophies that I adopt. Because that's what it comes down to, it's philosophies. The philosophy of saving, the philosophy of investing, the philosophy of making our money work harder for us than us for it.
Yeah, I think, again, it takes some of the edge off of all those topics when you preface it by the philosophy mm-hmm. of. I think, you know, that's something, exactly. again, that I find very, very interesting. Again, when we're talking, again, whether it is the expense side of youth sports, and it's huge. Youth sports is a $20 billion a year industry. There's all sorts of tremendous challenges financially. And there's tremendous emphasis on teaching kids, teaching parents, teaching coaches, educating them, you know, starting with stop screaming on the sidelines, you know, to, you know, preventing injuries and understand concussions and et cetera, et cetera. But again, there's this financial piece that all of us many times struggle with. And the idea of paying looking at it from a little bit different perspective of, how's the psychiatrist and psychologist accepted your theme?
You know, actually, I love talking to psychologists about this as well, because, you know, they relate it back to this as well. They relate it back to this idea of it's back into the psyche. It comes back into the psyche. We're hearing these things all the time. So the question is, why aren't we doing it? Why did it take me reading over 100 books and trying finances for 15 years before it finally hit me that it was me being arrogant, me avoiding my own arrogance? And all I had to do was pay attention to the simple rules, separate my money into different accounts, fuel them so that they fund something we want, like you're talking about in sports, so that some pays for our expenses, so that some pays for fun, you know, and watching the way nature works and realizing actually that finances is like nature. We call money currency. Water is a current, electrical current, financial currency or current, and they actually follow the same law.
That's a great insight in something like that. Where do people find it? Do you have a website, or people do? Is it just on Amazon? Where's the book, Matthew?
You can find my book on Amazon. Type in Never Be Poor Again, A Guide to Money as a Spiritual Practice. It has a beautiful orange cover. And it will be available soon in Barnes & Noble's, and I am working on an audiobook to get that out. I also do have a website, or you can find me on social media, Money Mystics. MoneyMystic.co is my website, and MoneyMystic359, my Instagram, and you can chat to me live there, ask me questions. I teach business and marketing.
Yeah, because what is that your background?
Yes, actually, my background is business and marketing, and it's something that, because I'm personally spiritual and have read a lot of spiritual texts as well, that it just became something that I saw a relationship in and started teaching about the relationship between these things. But I started off with businesses, business plans, marketing plans, demographic surveys, branding is my thing. And I have a I have a company, LUD Marketing, and we do websites, SEO, branding for companies, social media.
Yeah, and again, you know, those are the topics that are very high on the list of mm-hmm. so many different individuals, organizations. Again, so many of these youth sports organizations that we have on our team of expertise on the Sports Doctor, iSport 360, an app for parents and coaches, the National Alliance of Youth Sports, just celebrated their 40th year of paying attention to all of these things with educating coaches, educating parents. But again, the financial part of all of that stuff is, you know, so very, very important. And the mind-body connection, at least paying attention to it, you know, I think is a of real interest. So have you felt that maybe the world of psychology, how's the financial world paying attention to your thoughts?
Same thing. A lot of people are saying that it's been a great bridge. Because, as I was saying
hold
before, my
thought,
book is written
Matt.
Differently where...
Hold that thought, because we're going to jump into a commercial. I want to come right back. Hold that thought, and then we'll be right back with the Sports Doctor. Spiritual money is the topic. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We are speaking with Matthew Morales. He is the author of the upcoming, or I think it's here already, the Never Be Poor Again, Spiritual Guide and Approach, the Philosophy of Money, if you will. And we were talking about some of those things before the break. Matt, why don't you pick up on that again? On the direction of your philosophy adds to the equation of paying attention to such an important topic like finances.
Yeah. So, you know, I was saying that unlike a lot of other financial personal development books, my book is written differently, where a lot of these books are written from the perspective of, I'm rich, do this, listen to me. But mine is different. Mine is written in the form of story perspective, where you're getting to watch me, a poor man, grow up being poor, doing everything I can to get out being poor, still being poor, trying to learn how to get out of being poor, still being poor, and witnessing me not follow the rules I learned and break them over and over and what the situations that happen until eventually I start following it and what I do. And so here, there's this experiential feeling of what we all go through. It's this relatable story of not being able to pay our bills and what I legitimately did to fix these things.
And I would imagine the earlier people pay attention, the better, especially, again, in our world where everybody's pressured with these, you know, these situations. Sounds like also a more comfortable way to include such an important topic without it being so, gosh, what's the term? Aggravating, you know?
Yeah. I think that's the point, too. You know, it's this authority without claiming authority. Just rather than saying, this is what I know, I'd rather show you what I went through and see if you've experienced similar things. And this is what I did to get out of there. Here's some actual legitimate steps that we can all do, but that aren't from me, are things I've witnessed and learned from watching other people as well.
What were one of your stories,
Matt? Humbling thing.
Give us a quickie.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, the first chapter, and I'll try to tell you as quick as possible. I was in Nepal. I traveled for 6 months with my girlfriend at the time in India, backpacking through India. We ran out of money. We had $1,500 that lasted 6 months, and it was our first day in Nepal. We had $40, spent $20 on the guest house. We went to go eat dinner. Nicole gets hit by a car, rush her to the hospital. She's okay, but they give her x-rays, they give her medication, they put her on crutches, and they give us a bill right there that we had to pay, and it was $18. So we had $2 left in Nepal. And we're walking through Nepal trying to figure out a way home because we don't know the language, we don't know the area, we don't know anything. And Nicole goes, I'm hungry. So I reach into my pocket and I go, well, we have about $2. Would you rather have breakfast or dinner? And Nicole breaks down crying. I'm like, Nicole, what's wrong? And she goes, I've never had to choose between two meals before. And I was like, oh, man, I have. And I broke down crying, too, because I didn't know what to say or what to do, because I knew that this is reality. This is what I had been through. And I was also, it was this unique experience for me that this isn't something we all go through. And so I looked at Nicole and I said, you know what, Nicole? We will never, ever, ever feel so broken down, so beaten, that we will feel this way again. We will never be poor again, Nicole. I promise we will never, ever be poor again. And it was from that moment that I decided.
I mean, you weren't doing too bad, Matthew. You had a backpack and you were in Nepal, right? Mm-hmm. You were traveling the world.
Yeah.
So I could feel for you.
Yeah, I realized the thing was, it was the same position over and over again. And I'm just like, how many times am I going to feel this beaten down, this broken down, this sad again? I have to choose between meals. How many times am I going to do this? Somebody says to you,
how long does it take to, quote unquote, change things around when I'm aware of what you're talking about?
You know, it can take years, but if you look at it like a college degree, right, I'm going to school to educate myself on my personal finances. And after 4 years, I'll have a degree. I will be good. And if you do that, you'll be set for the next 70, 80 years. And so give yourself those 4 years. Give yourself 4 years of doing the things right, not fast. Slow is smooth, and smooth is fast.
You know, you also used the term that my sports nutritionist guest would have used, you know, fueling the body is a whole different mindset regarding nutrition. And you mentioned fueling your gold, I think what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, fueling, whether you're paying attention to a fund because of your kids' traveling teams, or the hockey equipment and all of the other tremendous expenses, many times saving for college and all of these things. And, but that's I like that term that you're fueling it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's really what it is, right? We're fueling a future. We have some momentum. Momentum means movement. Movement needs some kind of fuel.
It's also an interesting idea of somebody getting, you know, educating themselves, like they were going to school in order to educating themselves on the whole financial world makes, you know, so much sense. And I would imagine you're probably an advocate for the earlier the better. Really something that should be taught in school, I guess, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the truth is, this is something a lot of people don't realize it, but that we're teaching our children from day one. And so at 1 year old, at 2 years old, these are all things they can already know, how to put 10% of every single thing we make to the side, and to do that with our time, to put 10% away of our time and 10% away of our money aside specifically for fun so we never feel guilty about it. Because what a horrible feeling to spend all this time making $20 and then feel guilty spending that $20.
But you know, keep it simple, Phil. Amazing. Yes, that's a profound but very, very simple thing. You think the old, we all today, if we just save 10% over all these years, my gosh. But the idea that it was a fun side of things, that you're giving a different tone to it, is what I like about your approach, Matthew.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Because we hear this all the time. And the truth is, we just don't want to believe that it's simple. And Jim Rohn used to say, and it was phenomenal, he said, you know, it really is easy to do. But the problem is, if it's easy to do, it's just as easy not to do. People don't want to believe it's easy. I didn't want to believe it was easy. And so I was doing every single difficult possible way to try to become wealthy. And then when I just stopped trying to become wealthy,
shout out to Jim
and just
Rohn,
started taking care of it.
Great thinkers.
Jim
Late Jim Rohn.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely was a tremendous thinker in that regard. So you have stimulated a lot of conversation, I would think, in the world of business and or in the world of parenting?
Yes, actually, those are two of my big things, is the ability to teach children anything, simple quantum physics, doesn't matter. And the ability to understand that finances shouldn't need to be a thought.
Right, the philosophy.
Just like food shouldn't need
Matthew,
to be a
Matthew,
thought.
Give me quickly. Give me quickly the place they can find out about the book and information on the book and you.
Yes, absolutely. Please check out my website, moneymystic.co. Go to Amazon and type in Never Be Poor Again, A Guide to Money as a Spiritual Practice. It is an orange cover. You can find me on Instagram or you can find me on Facebook as well.
All right.
Money Mystic.
Hold on, Matt. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
everybody. Welcome back. It is the Sports Doctors In segment. We preview some upcoming shows. We answer a few emails. We are doing a replay of one of the summer's popular shows, PR legend Bruce Merrin and his Speakers Bureau. Bruce is the first guest next week. Janice Raddick is the great editor of Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazine. So we're excited about that show. And then the following week, one of our favorite physical therapists, Mary Rochford, with Physical, Physical Therapy and Balance Centers. And then we're going to be talking hypnosis with life coach, hypnotherapist Oksana Lovich. Some emails. Tom says, what about overuse injuries in kids? Yeah, Tom, what about it? It's a huge topic. It is the reason I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with Volleyball Hall of Famer radio host Sharky Zartman. Overuse injuries many times in English is too much, too aggressive, too soon. I call it the terrible twos. And the more serious our sons and daughters are in a particular sport at a younger age, think 12, 13, 14 or younger, the more we run into trouble with just throwing too many pitches, running and jumping too aggressively, not taking enough time off, and not paying enough attention to injuries when they pop up. You know, my knees are sore. You know, my ankles are sore. Gee, my back's killing me. You got to play. You got to show up. Hey, take two Advil, et cetera, et cetera. So overuse injuries, and it's no less, of course, important in adults. Again, whether we're dealing with runners, as an example, and the tendency to be just too much, too many miles, too many days a week. So the whole category of overuse injuries is a big deal. And by the way, in youth sports, as well as adults, it's both physical and mental, the pressure in so many different areas. Sal says, my 13-year-old daughter, a serious tennis player, she had ACL surgery over a year ago. How important is orthotics? I think it's of major importance, Sal. When I have combined orthotics and girls' sports and so many different soccer and volleyball and basketball and tennis, and I don't want to jinx myself, but unless it was traumatic, we didn't see ACL injuries by the girl changing direction or stopping short or taking off aggressively. So especially if there's foot mechanic imbalances, which are very, very common in teenagers, excessively pronated feet, more torque at the knee. She's going to be maturing, widening of the hips, the whole biomechanics. Pay big attention to including podiatry, sports podiatry, in your analysis, Sal. Rich says, you talk a lot about intelligent rest. You know, Rich, it's one of my famous sayings, intelligent rest. It's got so many meanings and so many definitions. Whether we're talking about backing off enough, whether it's you, yourself, or your son or daughter from the aggressive sports, to allow a problem to calm down, whether it's taking enough time to come back from a particular injury that allows success. All of these things can make such a difference. So the idea of the awareness of how important recovery is. Recovery is one of the biggest sciences in sports medicine today. Sleep, great way, very, very important. So intelligent rest and recovery is something that should be stressed. And that's very important. We run into problems in youth sports sometimes where we see it's year round. Think figure skating, think gymnastics, think tennis, soccer, where these are, I have a chapter in the book, I call it the prodigy sports, where again, it's based on the fact that everybody in sports medicine wants children to grow up playing multiple sports.
want you to play multiple sports. We don't want you specializing. Yes, unless you're a figure skater or a gymnast or sometimes tennis or soccer, where that's all you want to do. So this is a category that we have to, pay attention to. It goes back to the overuse, injury, and the rest and taking time off and not doing anything year-round as best, we can. But there are more and more so-called prodigy sports where we see these boys or girls, think of 12, 13 years old, sometimes a year or so younger. I have a ton of 10-year-old young figure skaters all doing double jumps, and that's all they do. They're skating 5-6 days a week. So we have to deal with these concerns regarding also what's called repetitive motion injuries, like that pitcher who's throwing too many pitches. You know that today some of the famous Tommy John surgery, made famous by the Yankees pitcher and the elbow surgery, is done on teenagers, my orthopedic friends tell me. Almost always, again, from overuse, being too aggressive. You know, how many double and triple jumps a week can this growing kid handle? And this is one of the reasons why another chapter in the book, again, is called Youth, Sports, and Drugs. Over-the-counter painkillers, the Advils and the Tylenols and the Naprosyns that a young boy or girl might be taking routinely to stay in the game. This is, again, it's a major point of the sports doctor for parents and coaches. If your son or daughter or a young athlete needs pain medicine to stay in the game, you're over the line. Certain supervised situations, medicines could be included. But as a rule, you're over the line. You got to back off. We can't use over-the-counter medicines to mask trouble that many times can give us bigger problems in the future because we didn't pay attention. Well, you know, you can play with that sore ankle, and well, it's not that bad, and well, gee, blew his knee out because he was favoring the ankle. Stupid. Again, we'll go back to that intelligent rest side of things. And these are some of the areas we pay attention to, again, in hashtag A Sports Parents. You know, Sharkey writes at the beginning, Sports Parenting 101. It's a great topic. It continues to be challenging. It continues to change in so many different ways as the pressure increases. So pay attention, everybody. When we're dealing, again, with youth sports, I tell parents all the time, don't be a critic with your young athlete. Be a good listener. See everybody next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thanks to our friends at BBS. See you next week.